Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today, there is a growing concern about the food we eat. We have a serious obesity epidemic. So what do we do? The new dietary guidelines are in the process. President Obama's appointed advisory committee has given their recommendations to the Secretaries of Agriculture and Health and Human Services. It will now be their job to write the 2015 dietary guidelines. What the final guidelines recommend is important. All federal food purchasing programs will be affected. School lunch, military menus, on and on. Don't underestimate the impact government recommendations can have. I'm not a big fan of this advisory committee's report. And here is what Senator Bob Dole's advice to the secretaries that will have the final decision on what the guidelines recommend. And I quote Senator Bob Dole. As co-author with Senator George McGovern of the original 1977 guidelines, goals for the U.S., I believe, the United States exceeded its mandate when it made dietary recommendations based on environmental concerns of sustainability. End of quote. And I say the guidelines should be a benchmark for science-based balanced nutrition. And they have nothing to do with the environment. That's for someone else to address. The committee does not think we should eat as much red meat. Even lean meat has been dropped from their diet list and make up the dietary guidelines. To the committee's credit, they do say that we need to cut back on our sugar. Dietary cholesterol gets a green light. Eat your eggs. They won't raise your cholesterol. And there are some changes from past guidelines. Something new every day. I'm looking at recent research that says salt is no problem. But the committee, they think it still is a problem. There is new scientific research suggesting that a diet high in carbs is one reason for a high level of obesity. Maybe more proteins would slim us down. Yes, I'm talking about meat, eggs, and dairy. The science of nutrition continues to evolve. I was pleased to note that the committees agreed that my coffee in the morning and a glass of wine in the evening is healthy. Next week, I'll be going to Cuba with an ag group. There's hope that our relationship with that country can be normalized at long last. I'll report on Cuba next week. And I'm John Block from Washington.